Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July 22nd, 2023. And we're going to look at what a miss means today. I am going to devote this weekend to a listener from Texas, and that's all I know. His first name is Herbert, and we're going to devote... He had some really good questions, so what could I do? What can I say? I will get to all the other ones, I promise. But this weekend, I thought it'd be very valuable for all of us to take a look at his questions. The first one he has, we'll do today. The second one, mañana. So the first question Herbert asks, what do you mean by saying that we miss? And then he goes on with a few of the quotes from my podcast that I talk about where we miss the point of it all. And that is the point of it all. We miss. We miss a great deal. All of us, Greg, everyone misses the point of what it means to truly live in a life beyond the currencia of our, shall we say, diabolical defenses. And that of living in consciousness, through consciousness, as consciousness. That would mean that I would have to find my significance. And most people don't know what that even means. What significance could you possibly have? So let's talk a little bit about the miss before we get into it. If you are going to enter into an authentic effort to awaken spiritually, you have to understand it has nothing to do with religion or philosophy. It is a process. And in this process, we have to eliminate ourselves from the bias of our human, shall we say, genetic predisposition nature that is always looking for some kind of conflict in order to survive. I know it is hard for people to understand this, and this is a great miss, that we are constantly in a fight, a conflict with what we think of as what it takes to survive. And survival is the most important thing to the average person. So, Herbert, when I talk about the miss, I am talking about how I miss the most important aspect of living, which is... not to be wealthy, not to have anything I want, go anywhere I want, not any of that. It is about recognizing the significance of my presence here on earth and what I am here for, which is to find the significance of love within me. This significance can only be realized through the state of consciousness, the awakening to consciousness. The human mind cannot awaken to consciousness. And as long as I predicate my entire life on thinking from Greg Penn mind, I will never, never, never have the chance to awaken into consciousness. And that is the great miss. Everything in every moment is pointing towards the awakening. Everything. This awakening has to do with the idea of no longer engaging my mind and my body as the totality of my being, the totality, I should say, rather, of my existence. And once I really understand that and I enter into that with a wholeheartedness and I put the state of the heart, not human heart, the heart, ahead of Greg's thinking, Greg's perceptions, Greg's assumptions. Once I go beyond all of that, then I will start to realize, and that's the second part of it, is the realize, I will start to realize that there is more to my being than what my mind can purport, can think. And here is the rub. It is very difficult for people to actually realize that their mind cannot present to them the totality of their life. It is very, very difficult for people to understand that. So they use the mind as a way to become a mechanism for whatever it is that conforms them to the conventions of their outward life. And when they do this, when they live for this, when they live as this, they make for themselves a very small life. A life where we do not really have any sense of courage. We have to live first in the character of wanting to know love more than wanting to get love. We have to live in that place inside of us where we are love. This is a very, very, very simple process, but it is my mind, the human mind, that makes it all so complicated. So when I am no longer interested in my thoughts, when I am no longer mesmerized by my desires, when I am no longer hypnotized by my genetic abilities or inabilities, my genetic acuities, that is when something of the other shore, as Buddha talked about it, can enter into my life. Most of us, Herbert, miss. We don't know why we're alive. We don't know how long we'll be alive. We don't know what to do with our daily life. So we go along in all of this thinking that we do know, or we make up stories about what we think we do and why we are here. And that is the end of that. And I know what you're thinking. Well, what's the difference between your point of view and the point of view maybe that I have as, let's say, the Herbert? I doubt if you would be able to understand this, but I will try. There is an inexplicable, and I don't even understand it. I would understand you not understanding. I would definitely. But there is this inexplicable, and it has to be realized. It can't be taught. It has to be caught. And it lives deep inside of all of us. It is covered over by the amalgamation of a lot of assumptions and presumptions, crud as I call it, mind crud, and it just permeates everything in our life. It makes everything in our life what our life is. And that is, it makes it about the physical, a literal. When I am in my literal mindset, I will see all sorts of things through the object of my logic. And then from there, I will miss. I will miss love. I will miss the opportunity to be merciful, to share, to give, to forgive. I will miss it all. And I will never know what I miss because my mind cannot purport to me any sense of value in the things that make and sustain love or the state of consciousness. So it is very important to understand all of this, but how can I understand it when I'm not interested in it? And that's the problem with so many of us. People are not interested in their lives. They're interested in what they can get out of their lives. They have bucket lists and all sorts of things that they waste their time on, not realizing why they are here and the importance of being here in totality. So there it is for you, Herbert. I'm going to take your second question tomorrow, but I hope this sets the stage for you to understand. Just because a person intellectually can accept different theories, philosophies, beliefs, doesn't mean that they understand, nor that they are a part of those things that I just spoke of. It is easy to listen maybe to somebody like me or pick up a book and just ignore what we're saying or say, I can accept this, I can't accept that, and just leave it at that, as it were. But the truth of the matter is we all have to face our life and what we understand of it, and then what we don't understand, and enter into the don't understand. That's the big part. Talk about it more tomorrow. Thank you, Herbert, for your beautiful question. And again, I hope I helped you, and please forgive me. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with part two. Thank you for listening, and please forgive me. Namaste.